This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load.
Come see me. Can't see me.
Thursday in the week. Thursday in the week as the lockdowns continue, although things are getting a little bit better, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the Reformation line, the binary trigger, the militia line, and now I've got one. I've got a rifle in 350 Legend, which I didn't even know that caliber existed. Such a sheltered life I have led. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Don't be upset. Everything's blooming right now. So I know right now everybody is sort of skittish whenever they hear a cough. But there's a reason for that. It's because the moronic mandarins of the mainstream media, luminaries like Honest Dan Rather and Ryan Bad like Buttigieg Williams and Zombie Cronkite, got together to create a plan to make people hate the media even more than they already did. This was, of course, a pretty daunting challenge, since people view the mainstream media as something akin to syphilis without the upside of what you have to do to get it. But it's as if they finally succeeded, accomplishing against all odds something besides failure. Leveraging this pandemic to destroy the media forever. The Chinese coronavirus bat soup syndrome has taken what's left of the media's reputation, poured gasoline on it, then lit it on fire before flattening it with a bulldozer, and finally having a Scat Francisco hobo download last night's free bologna sandwich on the remains. This was the media's time to shine, a moment when we needed clear, objective information delivered by intelligent people who ask the important questions people care about so Americans can protect themselves and their families. A critical juncture when the media could step up and show us all that, yes, the media is still important. It still matters. It still deserves respect. Instead, we got Mr. President isn't accurately pointing out that the coronavirus originated in China, racist. You're kidding, right? That was a thing. Pointing out that the Wuhan flu came from Wuhan is racist. And then literally shaking that someone made an amusing funny joke by calling it the Kung Flu, which I think's pretty funny. But I wish I was joking. I wish I was exaggerating. I wish my ability to generate hyperbole in the pursuit of critiquing our failed establishment was so great that I could construct this sublime image of allegedly serious reporters in a time of national crisis foregoing the chance to disseminate life-saving 411 to the masses, and instead, on purpose, choosing to pursue the fevered social justice warrior obsession of daddy-issued Wellesley sociology sophomores. So, yeah, Mr. Chang licked a salamander in a Wuhan diner, and here we are. But we can't say it because some woke millennial might get the vapors. So how about this? How about don't eat weird stuff? And how about don't be communists who lie and cheat and generally fumble their way into catastrophe? And how about not being American media outlets who give cover to people who eat weird stuff and to communists who lie and cheat and generally fumble their way into catastrophe? And how about not lying about the president? I get. Look, I get that you want the sinewy, senile, strange Joe Biden to be president. But maybe you can be less obvious about it. You barely covered his debate with Bernie. Look at the YouTube Sanders, because when he wasn't hacking up a lung, Hoover's daddy was promising free health care and ponies for illegal aliens. If Trump had wandered off camera during a video town hall, it would be big news. But the advancing dementia of the Democrats' presumptive nominee is a non-story, because you want us to non-know about it. Trump's masterful handling of this crisis, in contrast, is something you can't handle, since he's doing all the right things. Blending transparency, leadership and optimism with calm and focus. Against that, you have to manufacture lies. Look at this disgraceful and often repeated lie from whoever Julie Bozeman is at the failing New York Times. Wow, respirators, ventilators, all the equipment, try getting it yourselves, Mr. Trump told the governors during a conference call. Wow, Trump sure does hate people, doesn't he? He clearly wants them to die and stuff, because of course he does. But wait, there's more. As Philip Wegman tweeted, wow, second half of the Trump quote, we will be backing you, but try getting it yourself. Point of sales, much better, much more direct if you can get it yourself. That kind of changes the meaning the Times was trying to convey a bit, doesn't it? You know, like 100%. It seemed like Trump was actually making the smart point that decentralized execution of basic tasks, like obtaining necessary gear, might be better accomplished at the state and local level than by waiting for people across the continent in Washington to do it. So, you know, here we have these 20-something junior reporters. Having never actually run an operation of any kind, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So the best case is that they are too stupid to accurately report. The worst case is they just plain lied in our faces. Yay, media. And remember, we're supposed to respect these people, to treat them as brave firefighters who risk it all to bring us the truth. And instead, what we get are cheesy little liars, and not very good ones. I'm just a I'm just a radio guy, and I spend most of my days doing research to do radio, to talk about the things I'm going to talk about. And I'm a bit of a snob if people come up to me and try to lie to me. And these hacks don't measure up to the bullshipping chops of your average leisure suit-clad ambulance chaser trying to spin a 3-mile-per-hour rear-ender whiplash claim into, you know, a quadriplegic with residual PTSD. So, on Tuesday, the Chinese government decided to toss a bunch of American media types out of the country. Which is pretty funny. But it just, you know, talk about betrayal of your own friends there. But it just goes to show that everyone hates the media. And even the damn communists think that our media sucks. What we have going on right now, the teardown of the economy and the panic and the toilet paper hoarding and all the other stuff we have, is all based upon the media. Since this, I mean, just this week, by Friday, we will have 110 veterans who have killed themselves. Just that group, 110. We have closer to 25,000 people that have died of influenza. We have 7,000 people that die a day of non-natural causes. And for some reason, coronavirus, which for all of those that think that, you know, that's something new, it's not. It's some animals have always carried it. Coronavirus is the hill they've decided to fall on their sword for, to try to take down this president. And once again, it's blowing up in their faces, which is pretty funny. But, you know, I have sort of a dark sense of humor. But I enjoy it a great deal. I do enjoy it a great deal. But, you know, this was the time. I mean, even Ilhan Omar is coming out in praise of the president, and this is what the media's got going on. So, there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
EZUSA. Delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Much is being made of the fact that Italy, which is considered to be an advanced European nation, has become the hot zone of coronavirus impact. Here you have this implication is that it's a first world country with the equivalent of Medicare for all, that it could succumb to the pandemic. So it should really be serious for us here in the USA, right? Well, wrong. Despite all the coverage and hype about Italy and COVID-19, some important information about the epidemiology or cause of the virus's impact on Italy is being overlooked or ignored by the garbage media. So we get this from the Times of India on March the 19th. That couldn't be right, could it? Could that be right? That can't. Well, I guess, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's today. So if there's one country that has suffered the most due to COVID-19 beyond China, it has to be the European country of Italy. Well, what is the connection between Italy and the novel coronavirus, considering the deadly virus is reported to have originated in China? The answer is fashionably simple. The northern part of Italy has been a traditionally prosperous region due to the flourishing fashion and garment industry, and most of the big global brands like Gucci and Prada have their base in this region. With China offering one of the cheapest manufacturing options in the world, it came as little surprise that most of the fashion brands were working with China. A large number of these Italian fashion and garment houses have outsourced their manufacturing to Chinese labor, specifically in, Wuhan. Italy also has direct flights from Wuhan, and reports suggest that over 100,000 Chinese citizens were working in Italian factories. Chinese made a slow and steady move into Italy, and many Italian fashion firms are now owned by them as well. And as per a news report, there are more than 300,000 Chinese, and over 90% of them work in the Italian garment industry. This is talking about in northern Italy. As per reports, there are thousands of small companies that are active in exports. The region is also very interconnected. So, here we take northern Italy and turn it into the equivalent of a Petri dish for the spread to the general population of a virus like COVID-19 because of the region's unusual demographic makeup. Once again, from the Times of India, nearly 60% of the population of northern Italy is aged 40 and over, of which about 23% is over 65 years of age. This puts one-fourth of the population at grave risk. So if you put the importance of Italy into further perspective without examining the true cause of the pandemic there, we have Holly McKay in an article from yesterday on Fox News titled Worse Than War, How Coronavirus in Italy Proliferated to a Breaking Point. She wrote, outside of China, Italy, the illustrious nation of 60.5 million, has become the focal point of the outbreak, with the second highest number of infections. As of Wednesday afternoon, almost 14,500 people were documented to have contracted the disease, and about 3,000 people have already died in Italy. The past 24 hours has brought about the country's highest single-day spike in deaths, claiming the lives of over 475 people in a day. More than 2,000 people were hospitalized and in intensive care. Coming from, the University of Oxford, it is becoming clear that the pandemic's progression and impact may be strongly related to the demographic composition of the population, specifically the population age structure. Now, Italy was one of the first nations to quickly impose a travel ban on all flights from China after detecting its first case of the virus on January 29th. The following day, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte declared a state of emergency for a minimum period of 6 months. Meanwhile, Trump, after his January 31st executive order restricting travelers from mainland China entering the U.S., 2 days after the Italian prime minister was issued the same order in his country, Trump was branded a racist and a xenophobe by leftist critics and leading Democrats. clearly ahead of everything else on this issue in the curve, but you know, we just can't have that. We just can't have that. I've seen some of these politicians saying that if we had centralized medicine, which Italy has, and which Iran has, and which China has, we'd be much better off, except there's more of us. There's more of us. Plus, I just saw as we were coming to the show that they're looking at something now that they use to treat malaria that may very well have a good implication for this. In the interim, in what I have remaining of this segment, I want to welcome all of you new gun owners to the fold. Yeah, because for the gun industry, the things I'm finding slightly humorous about this, and I'm looking for the silver lining. All the things that the left want, like they don't want to see homeschooling, except that's the only way kids can go to school right now is homeschooling. They don't want to see people own guns, and yet there's more new gun owners today, on Thursday, after a week, maybe 10 days of frenzied buying. And the gun industry is, the manufacturers are working at a fevered pace to try to restock these people. They know that this may go on for a while. And for all of you that went out and bought a handgun, the next thing you need to buy is an AR. Yeah. AR-15. Ammunition is lighter. More places carry accessories for them, like magazines. You don't have to worry about, you know, dolling it up with a light and a laser. Just get some sights on it. Maybe an optic would be nice. But for the foreseeable future, this is going to be one of these sea change events where everybody understands. There's going to be a lot of new preppers come out of this. And for one thing, welcome to the fold. I mean, goodness gracious. I love new gun owners. New gun owners just, it's a force multiplier. And in the meantime, all of, you know, my people like CZ, Nighthawk, they're still churning things out for you. Aero Precision, Franklin Armory, Ace Firearms, they're all out there working for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is ramping up efforts to find coronavirus treatments and a vaccine.
We slash red tape to develop vaccines and therapies as fast as it can possibly be done, long before anybody else was even thinking about doing this.
During a White House briefing, the president also says he's directed the FDA to remove outdated barriers to clear a path for safe and effective treatments and therapies. During that same press briefing, Surgeon General Jerome Adams has a message for everyone: donate blood.
Social distancing
does not have to mean social disengagement. So give blood today. You'll feel good about it, and you'll be helping your country and your community during this crisis.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 188 points to finish at 2087. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Well, in a lot of areas, police are going to cut back on policing. And Americans are getting scared. And along with toilet paper and hand sanitizer, they're buying guns and ammunition. Some are getting concealed carry permits for handguns. Bill Maher on Friday, owner of two guns that he's never going to give up, said, "So American, I'll shoot the virus." We don't do smart stuff in this country. You know what? I still contend to this day that you peaked in D.C. cab, but that's beside the point. It's very easy for him to make fun of people's fears, but you can very easily imagine the social turmoil that will ensue if shortages become more severe. Or if lots of police fall ill, right? That's something that nobody's talked about, if the police get sick. In the 21 days from February 23rd to March 15th, Ammo.com saw a 309% increase in ammunition sales revenue compared to the preceding three-week period. The greatest sales growth occurred in states with the most reported coronavirus cases. Bordering states also experienced dramatic increases, maybe because people knew the virus was on their doorstep. Americans see what's happening overseas. Italy's healthcare system is collapsing, and doctors must now engage in battlefield triage by only treating those patients who are most likely to survive. The Swiss hospital system is said to be just days away from a similar fate. Italian police have their hands full right now just with enforcing the nationwide coronavirus lockdown. Now, we may be doing better than Europe, but businesses and schools are also shut down here in the United States at the time. Grocery store shelves are empty in a lot of places. Only 39% of American households say they have $1,000 in savings to cover unexpected expenses. A lot of people very unprepared for what life might be like if the virus continues to spread. Unfortunately for cops, telecommuting isn't an option. So police departments in Michigan and Texas, Colorado and Pennsylvania are ordering their officers not to respond to certain calls. And this policy is designed to help officers avoid the virus themselves and keep from bringing it into prisons. In Pennsylvania, prisoners at high risk are catching the virus of catching the virus enjoy the prospect of early release from jail. L.A. is issuing officers bacteria protection masks, goggles, and gloves. But that's if that all stays in place. In the rough and tumble process of making an arrest, officers can hardly be sure that they won't come into physical contact with offenders. You have to ask the question, is this going to cause some officers to pull back on apprehending criminals? If police departments are already reacting to this way with only, you know, some, what is it, 114 confirmed deaths in the United States, what restrictions will police face in a month? Citizens are being asked to avoid coming to police stations in order to limit their interactions with officers. Instead, they should visit department websites. Police departments refer to this as coronavirus exposure mitigation. So right now, we're not in the middle of the zombie apocalypse, but many people are anticipating having to fend for themselves. And the resulting run on gun stores has overwhelmed the gun background check system, too. Gun sales would be even higher, but licensed gun dealers have been getting busy signals when they try to contact the relevant federal and state agencies. People, I'm telling you, in a lot of states, you don't have to go through a background check if you have a permit. I know they have changed that with certain places, but, you know, get the permit. Dealers are saying that they're having an impossible time completing background checks. Politicians have not classified gun stores as essential businesses that are immune to closure, giving people extra reason to think they may be out of luck if they don't buy a gun now. Gun sales were already increasing, starting last fall, well before the virus became an issue. Anyone who has watched the Democratic presidential debates knows that gun control is going to be a major issue in the presidential campaign. Or maybe it was going to be. I don't know how much of that's actually going to carry over now. And, you know, Biden's out there talking about banning many types of semi-automatic guns and imposing lots of costs on buying any type of gun. He even wants to ban guns that don't exist. But that's all conjecture. That's all theory. This is something that's an agenda he's pushing. That's not automatic. Police are right now in motion of cutting back their efforts. And Americans have every right to defend themselves and their families, and they should not hesitate to do that. However, a word of caution for all of you new gun owners. If you've never fired a gun before, if you've never owned a gun before, if it was up to me, you'd be buying side-by-side shotguns, simply because they are the easiest to figure out, the easiest on the learning curve. You don't really, you know, shotguns do need to be aimed, but for your purposes, I think that would be best. I've seen a lot of people buying guns, and I'm actually a little fearful that they're going to shoot themselves or shoot somebody accidentally. The other thing is you need to understand the rules of engagement when it comes to self-defense. Self-defense does not mean at the first moment that you feel a shudder of fear, you go to guns. You try to walk away from the problem. Because even with the reduced policing, I think you'd probably get picked up if you shoot somebody. So you don't want to be in the system if you can help yourselves. And that's a big consideration. The other considerations are once we're past all of this, you shouldn't get rid of your gun. You should get a better setup, probably. More expansive setup. Buying a gun that comes with two magazines to get just enough ammo to load those two magazines, that's okay, but it's not, you know, okay. The gun that I am carrying right now, I have 9 loaded magazines for. So that means I can carry a few extra if I want to, but I've got 2 on me and I've got 1 in the gun, so let's say I'm carrying 5. But I have 5. That means I have 100 rounds on tap. Plus, I'm throwing a kit in the car. I'm throwing the ISIS welcome wagon bag in the car, too. So I also have something bigger, longer, and louder if I have to go to that. And it comes with 150 rounds of ammunition. So I am prepared for, hopefully, I hope I'm over-prepared. I don't want to use any of this stuff. But see, it's unfortunately not going to be up to me. I can try to avoid everything I possibly can. I do have to go out. You know, we need to be trying to support some of these businesses. Some of these businesses are still, you know, employing you, your family. And if they don't have any business coming to them, they're just going to shut it down altogether. They'll go from, like right now, you can go to Starbucks and go through the drive-thru. They'll shut that down too. So bear that in mind. Getting the gun is just the beginning of your journey. Being a part of the gun culture is a great place to be. We don't care what color you are, what gender you are. We like just having you here. We'll help you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction.
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory. Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. What we're witnessing right now is the absolute burning of just about everything the left stands for. All the things that they've wanted, all the things that they say they need, all the things they think that that should be imposed upon us is just going up in flames in front of us as we sit and watch it. And it is really apparent in democratically held strongholds of the big cities, like in Baltimore. In Baltimore, the number of people in Baltimore who have tested positive for coronavirus stands currently at 5, which is 2 less than the number of people who were shot in Baltimore's Madison Park neighborhood this past Tuesday. So now Mayor Jack Young is now calling on the city's residents to stop shooting one another so that hospitals will have additional resources to treat coronavirus sufferers. I don't know why I didn't think of that. There were 348 homicides in Baltimore last year, and so far there are no reported deaths from the coronavirus in the state of Maryland. In the U.S., the CDC estimates flu deaths since October 2019 are somewhere between 22,000 and 55,000 people. But, you know, I digress. Let's get back to panicking about the coronavirus. Mary Young said, "We cannot clog up our hospitals and their beds with people that are being shot senselessly because we're going to need those beds for people infected with coronavirus. And it could be your mother, your grandmother, one of your relatives. So take that into consideration." I want to reiterate how completely unacceptable the level of violence is that we have seen recently. We will not stand for mass shootings and an increase in crime. So it took coronavirus to finally get Mayor Young to start cracking down on shooters. But he continued, "For those of you who want to continue to shoot and kill people of this city, we're not going to tolerate it. We're going to come after you and we're going to get you." In November of 2019, when Baltimore reached their 300th homicide, for the fifth consecutive year, Mayor Young said he wasn't responsible for any of the city's homicides because he wasn't personally committing any of the murders. Because I'm not committing the murders, he argued at the time. And that's what people need to understand. I'm not committing the murders. The police commissioner has not committed it. The council's not committing it. So how can you fault leadership? So here we have the mayor that's hoping that people who have no qualms about shooting other human beings, they're suddenly going to change their behavior to help sick people experiencing flu-like symptoms. Yeah. I kind of think that's going to, I think that's going to fall flat, Your Honor. Yeah. Then we have this from Hank Tippy Johnson. You remember that guy? The loon who was asking, I believe it was the naval admiral, if we put too many Marines on one side of Guam, will it capsize? He also has an affinity for a midget versus a giant in a cage match. He has filed H.R. 5717 in Congress, the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act of 2020. It has everything a violence-enabling victim disarmament advocate could possibly want. National gun owner licensing, an assault weapon ban, a suppressor ban, ex parte red flag confiscations, and more. But the kicker in this is owner licensing. Now, we've heard about this. We heard about this coming from Elizabeth Warren in the Senate. She filed the companion bill, Senate 3254. GovTrack now gives it a 24% chance of being enacted, so let's take a look at this. They want to license to own firearms and ammunition in general, except otherwise provided in this section. It shall be unlawful for any individual who's not licensed under this section to knowingly purchase, acquire, or possess a firearm or ammunition. Eligibility, in order to have this coveted license, an individual shall be eligible to receive a license under this section if they are 21 years of age, completed training in firearm safety, including a written test to demonstrate knowledge of applicable firearms laws, hands-on testing, including firing testing, to demonstrate safe use of the firearm. Did you catch that, the catch-22 there? To possess a firearm, you must be licensed. To become licensed, you must possess a firearm, or at least for hands-on testing and firing testing. But testing is not one of the exceptions otherwise provided. So, boom. Catch-22. Current gun owners will be allowed to keep their existing firearm unlicensed. But no one who is not currently, as of when the Attorney General begins issuing federal firearms owner's licenses in possession of a firearm, could get a license and lawfully possess a firearm ever again. And just like that, you have lawful civilian gun culture eradicated in a single generation. Hank Johnson, I know he's got some mental issues, but he didn't draft this on his own. And these impossible to comply with provisions are, this is standard practice. One thing I've noticed is gun stores are changing the way they're, to segue if I may, they're beginning to change the way they're doing business. Grocery stores and restaurants and coffee shops and pharmacies are also changing the way they do business because they're trying to make distance. And gun stores are no different. So, if you go around and look, a lot of times you'll see the gun store with the customers lining up outside. They're not allowed to come inside unless there's an employee available at the counter to help them. And this is they're trying to keep large crowds from packing the stores where social distancing is impossible. Because some gun stores are actually quite small. Some of the gun stores are shortening their hours. A lot of the employees are working like 12 to 15 hour days over the last week, and they've had no time for restocking, let alone ensuring that all of the required paperwork that's necessary for each gun sale is complete and accurate and filed away according to each retailer's particular requirements. So they're starting to shave hours off of their actual business hours, opening later and closing earlier. To help employees help the most customers while they're open, they're also saying they're not answering the phone. And they're getting questions like, are you open today? What are your hours? When will you have more AR-15s? Is it really busy there? Do you have any Glock 19s in stock? When do you think my background check will be complete? Dealing with the constant call volume was taking at least one full-timer off the sales floor who could be helping customers in the store. And then there's the distributors. How are they doing on getting them new product? Most say they have a lot of guns and gear inbound, but many of the larger distributors have been nearly cleaned out. There's more on the way, but in the meantime, they're getting inventory from smaller distributors the stores haven't done business with before. But they are being resupplied. The chain is wide open, the supply chain. So, in short, right now, your gun retailer is working day and night to meet the unprecedented demand that you have for firearms and ammunition. But so, the next time you head to your local gun store, be prepared for some changes, or at least until the surge subsides. And I hope along with that, the viral threat diminishes. And then, when all that happens, make a plan, because let's not get caught this way again, shall we, America? We're better than this. We know how to prepare for things like this. It's not that far-fetched to do. It's a interesting time, without a doubt, but it's certainly a time we can come through. And we'll do it by relying and helping each other. Simply that. Helping the new brothers and sisters in the gun culture and everything else. Helping everybody that needs help. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.